This is Marketplace. I'm Amy Scott. Among the items on the to-do list for Congress before the end of the year and the political reshuffling after the midterm elections are several proposals to improve the retirement savings of Americans. Known collectively as the Secure Act 2.0, the bills are an effort to build on legislation passed during the Trump administration. And with bipartisan support, they actually stand a good chance of passing in some form. Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has more.
This latest package of bills might be most beneficial for those who are already saving something for retirement, but not enough, says Steve Rosenthal, a senior fellow at the Tax Policy Center.
It's oriented towards giving incentives to those who have the money to participate.
Several of the bill's provisions are aimed at widening tax benefits for people who are able to put money away for the future. But there are some proposals that could help the one in four Americans who aren't saving anything, says Alicia Manel, director of the Center for Retirement Research at Boston College. One would automatically enroll qualifying employees in new 401k-type plans unless they opt out.
No one can say, oh, I'm going to put aside some money each month, because there's always some expense that seems more pressing.
There's also a proposal for tax credits for low-income workers making contributions. But Manel says the legislation fails to address the biggest challenge to retirement security in the U.S.
Coverage, coverage, coverage.
About half of all workers in the U.S. have no access to employer-sponsored retirement plans. The bills do aim to provide easier and cheaper ways for businesses to offer retirement plans, but many in the most need can't afford to deduct anything from their paychecks, says Richard Johnson, a senior fellow at the Urban Institute.
Those who lack a plan tend to be lower educated workers, lower income workers, part-time workers, disproportionately people of color.
They're more likely to rely on Social Security, which is headed for depletion starting in 2035. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.